Well, welcome back to the Taylor Report at CIUT 89.5 FM. With me is Phil Conlon. And Phil, here in the latter part, we should tell our listeners again, they can begin to support the station anytime they like, CIUT.FM/donate. I think we have to say that a couple of things here. The presidential election may affect the Meng Wanzhou case, in that the question will be whether or not Joe Biden wants to follow the same tack. He wants to confront China, but whether or not he agrees with the particular idea of holding on to an executive of the Huawei business, it's probably up in the air. So Canada's deeply correct and moral foreign policy will await a phone call from Washington. And they will be told whether or not they're going to free Meng Wanzhou or not. I think that's what we should recognize.
I have to say, Phil, that I think that this judge who's hearing the extradition case must be a very astute politician, because she has positioned herself now where she could go either way with ease. So I think she'll get the notice, you know.
Yes, it's up in the air. Even I think with Trump himself, who has completely politicized the so-called legal process of Canada, the case should have been thrown out immediately when he opened his mouth and said he would do anything to get the deal that he wanted. And once he said that, and that was in direct response to a question about Meng Wanzhou, then it should have been case closed and she should have been released. But Canada does not have the integrity or the power to say no. Mexico still enjoys that, and Argentina and other countries that did say no to Washington on this issue. We will wait and see. Continuing on that point, I want to read something that I got from The Guardian. They took an interest in the Meng Wanzhou case in Canada, and they noted that an individual named Yep, who worked for the Borders Service of Canada, said the following, U.S. authorities, and I'm reading this, a quote, U.S. authorities had specifically requested their Canadian counterparts to seize her electronic devices and place them in a Faraday bag designed to block any wireless transmissions in order to prevent data from being removed remotely. And Mr. Yep said that was no cause for concern. I'm reading that from the British paper, The Guardian. So I know it's a funny, but sometimes the detail is what shows the most light. How did a Canadian border authority obtain a bag from the Americans when they are involved in a Canadian process of discussing with a visitor to Canada or somebody actually was passing through where they were going, et cetera? The US provided a special bag and they Canadian border people used that bag. So Canada's a bag man, to put it simply. They actually used a US provided bag. They didn't even have their own, or the Americans didn't think it was sufficient quality. And they made, frankly, if they don't release Meng Wanzhou, Canada's a laughing stock. It's a tragedy, but also a joke. And the joke is on Canada for not standing up for its own national integrity. And yes, Canada's a vassal. Phil, in other news, we need to point out that there has been a wrinkle in the case of Paul Rusesabagina. Taylor Report follows it closely. That's why you listen to Taylor Report, because we do this sort of thing. Paul Rusesabagina has now been separated from his two lawyers who were imposed on him. Rwanda now says that he's going to have his own lawyer, a Rwandan. One is a Rwandan, The other may or may not be a Belgian. That is up in the air. But something has, there's a new wrinkle has been introduced. It would seem to suggest that he's more likely to have somebody who actually has his best interest at heart. We'll have to see, though. I don't think anybody should be overly optimistic, but it is, for those following the case closely, and I would urge everybody to do so, that new element has been introduced. In other news, I mentioned Ouattara has declared himself the winner in an election in Ivory Coast with 95% of the vote. He did not, of course, permit Mr. Gbagbo, the previous president who defeated him many years ago, but Ouattara had the support of France and the United Nations in the form of Ban Ki-moon, who put Ouattara in power. Now Ouattara bans other parties and declares himself a 95% winner of an election. It's a disgrace. There is no complaint from Ottawa, no complaint from Washington. Ouattara is their man in Ivory Coast. There's a lot of the title, our man and so-and-so. Ouattara is our man in Ivory Coast. We'll be talking next week with a representative of the population who would tell us the details about that. Congratulations to Bolivia. They have now restored a socialist government in Bolivia. And when they have the inauguration, they have invited President Maduro of Venezuela to attend. And I think that's very positive development. Also, it's a great credit to Mexico, who stood at the side of Evo Morales, while Canada, of course, twiddled its thumbs and looked the other way when the coup happened, didn't call it a coup. Even the NDP had the debate with itself whether they thought it was a coup. So that's just where we find ourselves. This is the Taylor Report. It is CIUT, and remind you, when we come back next week, we're going to be having our fundraising drive. And Phil says there's going to be matching funds, right, Phil?
That's right. If you have an employer that participates in matching funds for charitable contributions, then you go to your employer, get the details of their policy, and then you provide them with the information of your contribution to CIUT, and your employer can follow their policy and match it. And that can become an important source of supplementary funds for the drive to reach $100,000, which is what we've done in the past. And we think it's a very reasonable aspiration for the station, and we hope we can get there this year.
Yeah. Well, again, that was the voice of Phil Condon, Classical Underground, by the way, Wednesday 6 to 8.
And Phil, if I can put a pitch in, we are going to have on Wednesday night a performance of the War Requiem by Benjamin Britten, which raised eyebrows at the time it was written in the 1960s, because, of course, he said the way to celebrate war is to say, let's not do it again. Let's not have any more of them. And we're going to have a commentator on who's going to talk about the relationship between the war machine and the established church, which sometimes is something that's very sad to see.
Well, thanks for that. This is Phil Taylor for the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM, and we will see you next week.